Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, gang, and happy Tuesday, and welcome to TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Jason Cunn. No Goldstein today. Do not forget to check him out on Drive alongside, it says here, the brilliant Darren Bent. Well, actually, it's the brilliant Darren Bent and the bang average Mr. Andy Goldstein. Anyway, we begin with the news that Nottingham Forest have taken aim at the video assistant referee Stuart Atters Atwell after their defeat to Everton, having warned PGMOL that the official is a Luton fan, but they didn't change him. What on earth is going on? Simon Jordan says the club should prepare themselves for a lawsuit over such an outrageous accusation.
It would be very difficult in any other walk of life to suggest that's not defamation. You're questioning someone's integrity. And when you do that, certainly in a professional setting, you are bringing into play the issues that I've just alluded to. Mm. And that, in any other walk of life, would be something that people would consider suing under. And football, and the framework of football seems to allow this. Yeah. It seems to allow people to say whatever they want to say, and there's no consequence for it. And eventually, not that I'm advocating for this, because the last thing I want is any more legal ramifications in football, but the reality of it is you can't just say stuff like this. You cannot question the integrity or the morality of someone's intentions. You can question their competency. That's fair enough. Bad decision. Nuno Espirito Santo said it. He said it's nothing to do with the fact who he may or may not support. It's to do with a bad decision-making process. This argument from Forrest is all fur cut and no knickers. These are the rules. Referees make decisions. And if you are going to do it, you're not going to do anything because there's nothing you really can do. And you can wheel Nick DeMarco out and he can get his cash register out and tell you how much it's going to cost you to have you represented in some tribunal with the FA to cover your backsides for what you've said now. But the bottom line is that you're not going to do anything because there's nothing that you can do. What you're going to have now is a consequence for a ridiculous outburst. There is a way to operate. I'm removing emotivity from the equation of football, but the standard bearers of a football club, being the chairman and owner, have to be held to a higher standard than football managers on the side of the pitch. I'm sorry, they do, because they're the ones that are supposed to be enforcing standards. And this fella, from his diet upwards, doesn't hold himself to any great standards.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says it's unacceptable that his side had to play an FA Cup semi-final so soon after a Champions League quarter-final. Graham Souness was having none of it. He wasn't none of it.
It's common sense. I'm not asking something special or privilege. Tell me, some of you are not agreeing with me. Even the pundits say, I don't complain about the schedule. We don't complain about the schedule. In 7 years, we play every 3 days and we're at the last stages in every competition. These guys are an example. We don't complain. But I want to protect my players because we start in a condition that was a risk for the injury, a risk for the health, a risk for many things. I know they don't care, but I care as I am with them and I want to protect them. About that, make a meetings. I don't want any more meeting. I don't go. Why? Because I have a game in 3 days. I don't have time to attend meetings. I'm sorry. But they decide we'll do it.
I don't think City will get any sympathy vote. They're consistently in the Champions League, which means they've got a great deal of money to spend on players. They've got a fantastic squad and a big squad. Should be able to deal with it. I think a lot of it comes down to, I think, snowflake society. That's what we are right now. I don't care if people call me a dinosaur. Absolutely anything. We live in a society which is just full of excuses. But it's crept into football. And I would say that, you know, I think the sports scientists, they call themselves scientists, but the sports scientists at football clubs are planting seeds all over the place. His numbers tell you this. His numbers tell you that. What, they've got a monitor for every part of your body except the most important part, can put a monitor on your head and your brain to tell you that some people get to the wall and say, that's me done. And then the guy next to you says, I'm just starting. I'm going over that wall or through that wall, but I'm getting to the other side.
Now, here's the fallout from Borough as they took on Leeds in the Championship.
Latte Latt is in, and he's bundled over. Jones tucks in the rebound anyway. Middlesbrough lead.
Somerville, massive moment in the race for promotion. Then he curves his run up, right-footed, into the corner beyond the diving goalkeeper. Trapo Dangerous cross. Bamford bundles it in. Patrick Bamford against his old club. Latte Latt gets his shot in and beats Mellier. The goalkeeper got a hand to it. He couldn't keep it out. Somerville wants it. He's got his back to goal. He's turned away and slipped it to Nonto. That is a magnificent Leeds United goal. Somerville onto his right foot. Carls it into the corner for a wonderful goal. It's four for Leeds at the Riverside. Floated forward by Gilbert down the middle towards Latte Latt, a looping header. Fantastic header. Over the top of Mellier. And maybe late, late hope for Middlesbrough. The Championship is balmy. Leeds have won it. Marching up into second place. They do it by the skin of their teeth. But Leeds have won for the first time in four matches, and their automatic promotion push gathers pace again.
Yes, obviously we knew that we played a side today in red-hot form, and Middlesbrough is always capable to score a goal, especially in the home games. And then to be with two goals up, it felt like, okay, this is an important step to win this game. Yes, the lads know, obviously, that we are in the crunch time period of the season, how important it is to be there with results. Yes, and you could also see this a little bit in the celebrations, yes.
TalkSport Daily.
And Manchester United blew a 3-0 lead and need a last-gasp winner from Championship side Coventry to be overturned but scraped into an FA Cup final with a penalty shootout victory. Graham Souness believes, come what may, Erik ten Hag will not be there to oversee next season.
Boylan scores this. United have won. Yeah! And the roar tells you that it is an all-Manchester FA Cup final.
I think their mind was made up very quickly after Jim Ratcliffe got the club. Yeah, I think it's about the season.
Yeah,
I think it's the season and beyond, and just the overall quality of player they have there. And he has spent some money, the manager. Overall quality of the player, the noises coming out from there. You're looking at Rashford. You know, Rashford looks a shadow of the boy he was last year. That comes down to the manager. The manager's job is to get the best of the group of players he's working with. And right now, you would say that's not the case at Man United. They're at the bare bones. When you look at, if that is their squad of first team players, but you know, they're the kids coming, the kids that they think are going to be players one day, pretty bare bones. When you're talking about Man United, who spent over £1 billion in the last decade, they don't look, it's a big job, whoever gets that job, if they are going to change, and an enormous job for the recruitment team, an enormous job for the new owner. He must now know he's got an enormous job on his hands.
And here's Jeff Stelling claiming Simon Jordan is talking absolute tosh, not for the first time, saying England should speak to Mourinho.
I'm European champion, so I'm not one of the bottle. I think I'm a special one.
Absolute garbage. Absolute garbage. He is negative. He is divisive. He was a winner. When was the last time he won something? I can understand Graham saying it's a good idea. He's a Scot, for goodness sake. But Simon Jordan, hang your head in shame. The day that Jose Mourinho becomes the England manager is the day I stop watching England. That is for sure. What do you think, Coisty?
No, I'm with you, mate. I'm with you. Listen, I love Jose. I do. I love Mourinho. But come on, did he not win the conference with Roma? I mean, unless I'm, but you cannot be seriously taking him into the England after Glasgow. There is no way that would be a backward step. You've got to move forward at times. He's been brilliant, Mourinho. He's been brilliant for the game. He's been brilliant for us. But come on, Simon, have a word with yourself.
TalkSport Daily.
And here's our very own Danny Kelly with an astonishing claim that people who push for VAR should be in prison. Wowzers.
Well, which is more important, the VAR or the game of football?
Sure.
There's only one answer. And at the moment, that is being tilted the wrong way. And people like me, who campaigned for years to bring in some kind of help for referees, we should be put in prison. You'd be put in prison for between 2 and 4 weeks, depending on whether you're a serial offender or not.
You and Adrian Durham can share a cell, can't you?
No,
there's your sitcom pilot.
Adrian Saul is coming. He would be the warder. He would have the keys. And only let me out when I've repented enough. Yeah.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And we finish with Jeff Stelling and Ali McCoist naming their 5 TalkSport Spice Boys based on their nicknames.
Yeah. Right, Baby Spice. Who have you got in mind?
It's got to be O'Hara. It's got to be O'Hara because there's nobody in TalkSport Towers throws their toys out the pram more than O'Hara.
Yeah.
So I think he is deserving of that award.
I think we're going to struggle with the next one. Posh Spice. I mean, I've been at TalkSport, for 5 months? I don't think I've met anybody posh yet.
Oh, come on. There's one man. Surely there's one man. Perfect for that job. And he follows. He'll be walking into that studio immediately when you leave.
Oh.
And I don't mean Jim White.
Oh, Simon.
Got to be posh.
Simon Jordan. Yeah, no. I get that one. Oh, this is easy, isn't it? Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice. Well, there's only 2 contestants for this one. One of them's Brazil in the 1980s, right? Brazil in the 1980s or Adrian Durham.
Ah, it's got to be Adrian.
Got to be Adrian, hasn't it?
Yeah. Scary Spice.
Well, I've written down Scary Spice. I've written down Stuart Pearce, but I've put a line through that because Pearce is coming on later.
Hmm.
Right? I've just put a line through that through fear. Martin Keown.
Yeah.
Can't have too many complaints there, Martin, can he? Scary Spice.
What about Graham? Graham Souness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I think Graham's mellowed a little bit in the last few years.
Yeah.
So I think he'd have been the original Scary Spice, but I think I'm going to give it to Martin.
Hey, he might fit the bill for the next one, actually. Sporty Spice, because he is amazingly sporty still.
Well, he did that swim, didn't he?
Yeah.
Graham, fantastic. He loves it. So, yeah, I mean, I love my sport myself, but I'm going to give it to Graham for that charity work and that charity swim. So there's a band made up. We're giving Graham in. And a lot of people would have lost money on it. Graham would have been Scary Spice, whereas he actually is, in fact, Sporty Spice.
If you're going to involve me, let's do this properly.
Going to go and drop a bit of Britney there, won't we?
More flair than a vintage trouser shop as well.
What is this about my hair? My hair's a natural colour.
I think I have to be honest with you. Yeah, I would be a little bit reluctant.
That's a stupid argument from you.
Oh, they're magnificent.
I'm in this for as long as I'm wanted. Remember who you are, where you are, and who you represent. And I think they're doing that very well right now.
I had it going on. And what happens now?
They seem all right to me, Jim.
Well done, boys. Good process.
Oh, no. Are we going to go to that, Gabs? We should go.
Let's go, mate. Let's go.
Yeah get some tickets.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast. Remember, click, subscribe, do all of that. Make sure you like it. I'm back on the Sports Bar from 10. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning. So make sure you hit the 5-star review and do it. Be safe, everyone. Be safe. Just
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.